I'm very sorry to tell you that Mr. Gilbert Hyde could not come this evening, as many of you will have noticed, because his wife has been in hospital today and he's only just been able to fetch her home. Mr. Izzard has kindly agreed to come at short notice in his stead, and may we pray for him to be upheld by the dear Holy Spirit and given utterance in the precious truths of the gospel. Our first hymn is number 511. In all my troubles and distress, the Lord my soul does own. Jehovah does my griefs redress and makes his mercy known. Hymn 511.
Let us read together a few verses in the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 18. And we turn to the fourth chapter of Philippians. The Gospel according to St. Luke, in chapter 18, the first 16 verses. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him, and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. We turn to the epistle to the Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias, I beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which laboured with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow labourers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. So I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all, and abound, I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odour of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. That my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The Lord bless his word and help us to pray. Lord, we do seek now that help of God, approach unto thee, great I am. And what are we but poor sinners? We pray for thy mercy. Seek, Lord, that thou be gathering us up at the throne of grace and bringing us from afar, drawing near, coming quickly to be in the midst. How unworthy. Well, we would seek, Lord, the Holy Spirit's most vital, gracious influence and blessed help and revealing. We would seek, Lord, to be lifted up above all those many distractions. Lord, we have so many sins and so many transgressions that do keep us so low, but remember us still. Lord, we pray that thou fix our minds on things above. Oh, but Lord, do steady our hearts. Grant us, Lord, that gracious help this evening hour. We plead, Lord, that name And we say much unto the precious blood of Jesus. But Lord, help us so to plead for Christ's sake, the atonement and the help of God laid upon one that is mighty to save, even unto the uttermost. We want real things, Lord, do come. Remember us this evening hour. Oh, and we would seek, Lord, for that bedewing of the Holy Spirit and that sweet freshness, Lord, that must come from Thee, that application of Thy truth to our hearts. We want renewing. You, Lord, are lifting up. Pray there may be much help laid up as we remember Thy servants on the Sabbath, seeking much for that divine help that was spoken of so freely. Pray that it may abound. Lord, and do be gathering us up now, we pray, and remember us with the favour Thou bearest to Thy people. And do come, Lord, we want to be nourished, and we don't want to be left to our sin. We want to be sweetly felt, feeling to be moved, brought nigh, helped of God, sweetly enabled. We want to be in Thy hand, Lord, to be formed afresh. Remember each one. Desire to thank Thee, Lord, for the mercies that abound. Ask Thee yet for more. Lord, we would plead, Lord, that Thou remember those who especially bear before Thee. We seek, Lord, much that Thou be pleased, Lord, to grant Thyself, Lord Jesus, man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and Thou wilt surely remember Thy people with a favour that is bare to those that can do nothing, but their all is in Thee. Pray for our brother and the family. Seek much, Lord, in much quietness and much solemnity, that Thou wilt grant that gracious help. Sustain and strengthen. Grant, Lord, that Thou wilt be near. Thou wilt grant also that healing touch. Thou wilt grant a sweet knowledge of that great I Am, Emmanuel, God with us. I Am the Lord that healeth thee. Pray there may be, Lord, that help of God to a sorrowing people. We would seek to come, Lord, in much love and desire that there may be help afforded, granted, all laid upon one that is mighty. There may be, Lord, a sufficiency none have felt. There may be help of God afforded in the coming days. It may please Thee, Lord, to grant that help of God with answers of peace, in Jesus' name. We would not multiply many words. Lord, do appear. We thank Thee for the witness and the example of our dear friend that has gone to glory. Thank Thee for Thy goodness. Pray that Thou wilt be mindful of us each. We need to be ready when Thou shalt call. We pray that Thou wilt remember us seeking, Lord, for the causes represented. Thou wilt remember the dear friends here in the Church of the Living God. And we pray there may be that outpouring of Thy Spirit. Lord, do come and grant there may be a reviving. Wilt Thou not revive us again? Unminished. And we need Thee, Lord, to work Thy work in sinners' hearts until there's a sweet knowledge of Jesus Christ. And following on to know the Lord. We do pray that Thou help us, Lord, to see that maybe that blessing of God to rest once more upon the churches. Now return, Lord, and grant that blessing of the Lord, as in days gone by. And we pray that thou come, Lord, now, and grant us that liberty to hear what the Spirit said. May we not be left. Come, Lord, and grant the sweet savour of that name. May the Lord be near. We would ask so many things, but we pray also for our land and seek under thy judgments thy mercy still. Seek, Lord, that thou wilt remember us in our low estate, because we greatly fear that the Lord withdraws. We pray that thou wilt remember us still. We seek, Lord, for that inward witness. Oh, how barren. We pray for that sweet knowledge of the Lord. And maybe, Lord, that reviving in our hearts, and thou wilt help us to pursue the narrow way, narrow road to him we view. Be with us in every burden and care. That we do pray for other lands as has been prayed for. We see those, Lord, that are in such dreadful places of Antichrist. Remember us in our own land. But Lord, do hear us for those that we bear before thee. Fear thy name. Be with them. We ask, Lord, now that thou art come, grant us, Lord, that help to lay hold upon the border of thy garment and say with another, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. A little sweet increase of faith and hope and love. We want something from above. We want to fear, Lord, that these things are in thy appointments. Remember our brother and his dear one, expected, and we pray for them at home now. We desire, Lord, that thou art come. Hear us for all in affliction and bereavement. So come now, Lord, and do. Grant we may not be left to ourselves, but sweetly enabled to go unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Able, Lord, to continue looking unto Jesus. And do come, Lord, and leave us not, but do hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. We want those heavenly blessings. We want to feel them on our heart. We want forgiveness, acceptance. Return, we pray. Come, Lord, and grant us that liberty. Sanctify the occasion. May there be appointments this evening to those that may, whose hearts may be up unto thee. Thou art here, the groaning of the prisoner, loose those that may feel to be appointed to death. We ask that thou wilt hear us. Remember each one. Children too. Pray for those unable to be with us. We ask that thou wilt come and come with thy forgiving love. As we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Our next hymn is 714. Why so cast down, dejected soul? A loving Christ is near. Thy broken bones he can make whole, and drooping spirit cheer. Hymn 714. Thank you.
by the help of God, or direct you to the word upon my spirit in the fourth chapter of Philippians. And we read the sixth verse. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The previous verse says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Friends, it would be a mercy if we're granted the help of God to know what these words really mean to those characters that may especially need the Lord this evening. The word just came from my spirit, especially in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. There I have been some little help here. The word is impressed upon my spirit. And I wondered what the Lord may lead me into to come more especially to the vital truth in the text. And I was drawn to that account so well known of the publican. Those words are immortal, aren't they? So well known. I thought of the structure of the words of the Pharisee, the man. Friends, vowed nothing, did he? Nothing. No justification afforded to him. We may think of the Pharisee for a moment. What a structure. It could be said, there's much could be included about how man ought to glorify God. We're not ashamed to say it is thus in the scriptures. Chief end of man is to glorify God. He's utterly, completely, more than I can ever emphasize. He is without power. And it's beginning to know a little what the publican felt, isn't it? That inward witness in his heart as he had to approach so differently. Well structured by the Spirit. And friends, what a sweet truth it is, isn't it? The Lord speaks of justification here. And those like the dear publican that can get no further, especially sometimes, and this, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I thought of the structure of that prayer by the Spirit, so concise, so precious, for those that seek the Lord even this evening. That vital teaching of the Spirit. And we have it in the word of God's grace, don't we? In the account here, the first verses. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Does that get underneath some poor troubled heart that I know nothing about, really? What characters are these, friends? God orders their groans and their sighs. You know, it's a sweet hymn, isn't it, we've sung? He knows more than we. And there's much could be said about that. What do I do? They know it's not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. And I think of it in the words here of the exhortation. Be careful for nothing. Why, friends? Because it's the appointment of God to bring these souls to look so much higher. And we've been singing about it. About their
all griefs and sorrows, and oh, I thought about the awful malady of sin, and I think about it more and more. Then ought always to pray not to faint. Perhaps as we get older, we don't want to say anything wrong, but oh, the needs that seem to be in the soul and concerns for eternity. And yet this word speaks, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Why, friends? Because of Christ. I think that's one of the first texts I preached here many years ago. Oh, it's this forming by God's Spirit of the vital breath of characters. How structured they are, it's mercy they want. They do feel to need the Lord to come in his word. It's his truth they need. I thought about it in the word impressed. Be careful thus for nothing. What does it mean? To make your worst condition known. Oh, friends, how poor we are. I might speak for others. Can't pray aright. Can't seem to order our thoughts at all. But be careful for nothing. It's looking upward, isn't it? Make your worst condition known. Be careful for nothing but in everything. And that's what's impressed upon my mind this evening. But in everything. No, the Pharisee didn't know anything about that. The publican did. In everything. And what was the trouble? I believe it was his sin. I believe it was the inward teaching the Lord speaks about in the parable of the witness that God leaves in the heart of those that are called by grace. I want to be clear, friends. I often say, the Lord took me in hand and brought me gently to know what sin was. But, oh, friends, I have no doubt in my mind it's the awful, terrible malady we need to be delivered from as the Lord prospers. That work of grace that is begun, and only he can begin it. So it takes up. Perhaps those that may say, well, I can't pray because I'm not elect, or I can't seem to pray like the Lord's people. Be careful for nothing about that, but hasten to hear what the Lord will say. Be careful for nothing but in everything. And that gets very low. In everything. Much could be said about it. But I want to note, especially in everything, it does very much gather up those poor sinners. That it's their hearts, isn't it? And the way they have to smite their breasts inwardly. Oh, can ever God dwell here? Can I be one of those? The Lord has a purpose to of salvation, being so low and so ignorant. In everything, yes. Your need of a teacher. Where shall I find a guide to direct? Right, skillful and kind and brave to protect. Lovely Mount Zion, my heart is now bound. Many a lion in the way found. Is it so? Well, friends, can you go on very comfortably and have a little set prayer, or is it a few groans? And Lord, thou knowest. Or a sigh and a cry. And I like that part where we sing, when none but God is near. I walked in that. But in everything, so many things I want to touch upon as God may help me, but I want to speak of this knowledge of sin and the witness of it that seems to completely turn away a praying soul that he can't pray because he hasn't got the grace to do so. Friend, be careful. In everything, gets very low. Well, what think ye of Christ? Is a test. Oh, how we need the Lord to get right underneath our poor hearts, don't we? Be careful for nothing but in everything. I don't know, perhaps it's a word in season. It's not a God unknown, is it? But in everything, let your requests be made known unto God. I like that parable of the judge and the widow and so on. Shall not God avenge his own elect? It means rise up to the prey. Hear the prayer. I know we often repeat it of the destitute, but it's so, isn't it? These characters, they wonder if there's any point sometimes coming. I have to get very low to these characters. In everything suits me. It's the lowness. It's the barrenness. It's the deadness. It's the unbelief. It's that spirit of hardness. Alienation left to ourselves. It's that deepening, isn't it? The work of grace in our hearts, but in everything. As if there's a balancing of those great and deep sorrows, perhaps, especially within, maybe without. But in everything, I would. To God, I might be able to get a little closer to it. It's in the gospel, friends. Be careful for nothing. It's a word from the Lord. But in everything. Now, what do we notice by it, friends? Things that come. But in everything. Things that God appoints. We've walked in deep sorrows. We know exactly what it is to be walking in the path of sorrow. But even there, the Lord can send a word, but in everything, as if it directs our hearts to a sovereign Lord, the heavenly potter, as it were, over our poor lives, to form our hearts afresh by these things, and to steer our hearts from those things of this poor dying world, those things which are above. Oh, but we need to be kept, don't we? So much. But in everything. Now, how many things perhaps this may bring to your poor heart this evening, but in everything. Where are those poor barren souls that feel that they're minished and absolutely at the end of all things? But in everything. Why, friends? Because it is the word of the Lord. The Lord is at hand. But be careful for nothing, but in everything. I want to notice a few things, but I do find it on my mind to speak of the need of the Lord to bring back characters by his grace and those that carry them in their hearts. Those that seek the Lord, that there might be a change of heart and will and purpose. If he has touched your heart, you'll say there's room for any. But in everything. So it's the gospel. It's not the word of man, is it? It's the word of God. What it means this evening, the Lord knows. It dropped on my mind so. But in everything. There are a few things flowing out of it. Now these things apply to those that are taught to the Lord. But they're not taught how great they are. Just the opposite. They're very low in their own eyes. And God purposes it. And we don't like it. We want to be right noble Christians. We want to be seen of men. It's in our proud hearts, isn't it? We want to be raised up a little so that we might have a little sweet comfort. But, friends, is it of the Holy Ghost? Friends, the comfort of the Holy Ghost is the revealing of Christ. And the sweet truth of it, when the Lord Jesus is revealed. Now that's the comfort that does poor sinners good. It's when the man of sorrows, the glorious person of Jesus Christ, is pleased to draw near in all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. God on high, but contracted to a span. Sweet doctrine. The Father has appointed him in the counsels of Jehovah. That's wisdom. It's that sweet revealing in the purposes of God that he will get glory to his name and the salvation of the lost and bring them to God. Now, it's the work of grace in it all. Oh, I want to be careful. Friends, it's not man can learn it, however gracious he may think he is, however he may feel he's not quite so bad now. Friends, the Lord will soon empty these characters out. Be careful for nothing, but in everything. You'll have to pray your way along. Now, there's so many things in this word, but it does seem to rest on my mind the lowness of Zion. The dreadful withholding God's sweet spirit grieves my heart so, and I've got the witness myself that I'm nothing worth. But it's these things that the Lord's people have to walk in, and they sigh and they ask the Lord to return, and they need things changed of God among the churches. They need a little sweet God-given revival. These things occupy the hearts of God's people. But oh, how long we may feel the delays is coming. He tries a heart. That's the only gospel I know, is one that does poor sinners good and gets right underneath their poor hearts. Be careful for nothing, but in everything. Now, it does seem to me to speak of those glorious things belonging to the Lord Jesus and his church. I'm not ashamed to be preaching about the need of God in the church. We need the Lord to return with that authority and to bless a few poor sinners until their hearts begin to melt. And there's an unction and savour attending that preaching of the Lord. Where are the tokens today? Oh, the Lord return. But I hasten. Careful for nothing, but in everything. Now, it does speak very much here, in my view, of that experimental part. I love doctrine. We have touched upon it ever so briefly, haven't we? Of the appointing of a Saviour and a great one, that in everything the church might be blessed, raised up from the fall, brought to the mercy seat, gathered up from all their sinful ways and brought into the narrow way. And God, friends, he convinces of sin. He does. And it's in the way he chooses. Oh, what ignorance is known in the hearts of seekers. I must come a little closer. But in everything. Well, there's another point I want to notice. We do need to be kept close to the scripture as the Lord reveals in it the working of his spirit. The Old Testament speaks of God's most awful solemn judgments against sin. the things that we may read that may remind us that he is holy and will not be mocked. But then those that are given, appointed to preach, they have to be shown and taught of the coming of this gracious one in all his suitability to the elect, friends, to raise them and deliver them and bring them to ways of truth and the paths of peace. That's the difference. I find it on my spirit. It's that way that God instructs in the gospel dispensation how we ought to live and move and not to be carried away and go as men do from the scriptures. So these words belong more deeply than ever I can speak about. Be careful, nothing but in everything let your requests be made known unto God. We need preachers more, but preachers of the cross. We need those, friends, that know what Israel ought to do. We need those, friends, that are well instructed in the scriptures. But it's not in a way that is flesh-pleasing. But there will be instructions, and by it God brings his people to a precious Jesus, feeling they are so undone by their own sin, not any whit better than any, but then led, directed. It's in the ministry that God sends that your requests are made known unto God. If I could bring it to you, friends, it's that appointing these characters that say we would see Jesus, these characters that say, well, we do want the Lord to teach us those things the dear saints of God know, but are so barren. And Satan's not far off either, is he? Friends, cleave to the scriptures, especially as we have the gracious setting forth in the gospel of the truths as they are in the precious Jesus. We read of the earthly Joshua, much more of the heavenly Joshua, to give you an example. Leading on, directing, but the many other applications to it. But friends, we need to be careful. We're not just swallowed up with experience preaching. And I'm very careful what I say, but it's what the Lord may bless. Be careful, nothing but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Now I must hasten because I don't want to be misunderstood, but it's something that fixes my heart so. It's the Holy Ghost to take of these truths of the Old Testament with that particular condemnation that's felt in hearts that are renewed, but then they're delivered from the corruption of sin and the dreadful enmity they feel and know by the revelation of Jesus Christ in his sweet suitability to these guilty souls. And think of Stephen and how he finished his course. Oh, and God was with him. But they stoned him because that was how they thought they served God. We want anything to do with that, do we? I mean, in the slightest degree. But I hasten. Now I want to come experimentally into it. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving? Well, friends, I think it was a dear man of God. He'd just gone to preach. Think of his name. I wonder what he'd say. He said, well, it's a mercy we're out of a deserved hell. That's how he started his preaching. And God owned it. Oh, the matter, friends, is this. We have much to be thankful for. But we can't build upon anything less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No, it's when the poor souls of God's people are brought with thanksgiving to know there is one they can approach, although so bad, so afflicted by sin, so impoverished. And they get a little word under the scripture, under the gospel, and they have to go again, you know, in everything, again and again. Or are you one of those to keep going? Thou knowest all things, and thou knowest that I love thee. But mingled with all these dreadful convictions and the teachings, there's sometimes a little softness, is there? Can't tell why it is. So, friends, God is pleased to grant encouragements. Where do they come from? I believe they come from the cross of Calvary, friends. A little sweetness here, honey out of the rock. A little sweet lifting up. Those on the road to Emmaus soon proved him to be very near. And soon their hearts burned as well. Now, sometimes the Lord comes, and then the devil says, well, these things are all fleshly. Friends, be careful. He doesn't like the coming of Christ to his people. You can't hinder him, though. Now, treasure that little... Write it down, perhaps. Those little times, those seasons, when you might find a little change of heart. The Lord speaks about it. A soft heart. A heart that we have it in the Hebrews. Ah, to love him that first loved us. But also, strangely, God moves on the waters, doesn't he? We read it in Genesis, and he still does. The waters of the hearts, the people of God sometimes a little softened. And it helps them to continue. But continue. In everything. And that's the great trial of it, isn't it? Continuing in everything. When things go opposite. When our poor hearts say, not this way, Lord. When we faint by the way. When we might be left to ourselves. Say, can ever God dwell here? Friends, be careful. We need the Lord to revive us, and we'll be revived. But in everything, seems to get lower, doesn't it? Those that say, well, we've heard, we come, we often hear, but it doesn't reach us. We seem to be left out. Friends, where's the problem? It's unbelief, isn't it? You know anything about it? Want the Lord to deal with it. Help thou mine unbelief. Soften my heart. Come, Lord, and put me among the children. I was thinking about that sweet hymn, strangely, with our text. There's a family on earth that still comes. Father fills a throne. No seed of heavenly birth to mend their little man. But everything, it belongs to the family of God. That's what touched my heart today. Thinking about it. This belongs to the family of God as Father fills a throne. In everything. It's approaching the great I am. Not without very low views of yourself. I venture to say. Misgivings too. Like that woman in the gospel. And those that need the Lord to assure their conscience. It's not the old conscience, it's the conscience made new, isn't it? Men speak of conscience, but I don't think they really know so much what it really means. It's a renewing of that living principle that God has imparted, and you'll turn to the Lord then. you'll be able to say, Lord, do hear a wretch, but magnify thy grace. That's all you need. We need the Lord to come, and I think the hymn, it still comes back to me, sums it up. It's that looking again, isn't it? Some say perhaps you don't understand what the people of God walk in. I do. I know, friends, God can bring them through. I've walked in it. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed from thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And that was made sweet to me in other verses. Just when my dear one went into the hospital and never came out alive. And the Lord supported me. But I'm not here to preach myself. But it's this in everything. By prayer, going again, pleading that worthy name, isn't it? If so be, there may be hope. That's faith in exercise. Faith and hope and love. Now the Lord gets it right under some poor soul that they might see that they need the Lord to be all in all. That's it. Friends, there are many that don't seem to want him to be all in all. But it must be so. Now, what about the way? Sometimes it's very rough. Don't like afflictions, do we? They're appointed. Why? Because in all their afflictions he was afflicted. That's why. Something will come. Something will be known. The sorrows are in the cup. Things that God appoints, there is appointment. Oh, but it's the lowness of the spirit, isn't it, in those things. You can't bear up. You wish you could. No, friends, wait the appointed time. Look in the hymn book, you might find something there. Look again, go again, seven times. Till you hear the still small voice, that's the gospel. What doest thou? Hear Elijah, or it may be Naomi. Or some poor character that feels quite left out. Our business is at Jesus' gate. It needs the Lord, doesn't it? If I was to say, well, you need to buck up and be more Christian, I don't think you want me anymore. But, friends, to come, oh, in that worthy name. The good physician that knows all disorders of the soul, all of them, yes. Friends, he is that one that perfects his grace in the hearts of his people and prepares them for eternity, to be with Christ, which is far better. And I do not speak very lightly at all. Very solemn it is to come down to the end. But, friends, God is pleased to grant a word even there, in everything. The prospects, the trials, the many things that are in God's hand, his purpose. I've had to pray, tried to pray and ask the Lord to take away his sovereign hand. I didn't succeed. But he gave me more grace. Oh, I hope so. Now, if I could really come to it, friends, as if there's something here that I must bring out. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, it's going to him, isn't it? Pouring out your heart before him. God is a refuge. Oh, but it's not so easy to believe it, is it? That's the trial of your faith. Much more precious than of gold that perisheth. It's that way God perfects. As the gold is purified and the silver tried too. That Lord, he doesn't fail. Dear lady, I've got a good hope for him. The blessing, he shall not fail. Well, friends, that's a testimony God gives to his people, doesn't he? He hasn't failed, and it's good doctrine, the divinity, he shall not fail. Those that truly plead this worthy name, I'll notice the text. It's that witness that God leaves behind, isn't it? That truth of it. When he is pleased to come, not his suitability. Now, where do we find that suitability? Well, I believe it's at the foot of the cross. Oh, I come far short. A little of that virtue, that precious sin atoning blood, the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed, be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Is that your trouble? Oh, the things God brings his people into, and we have to learn what it is to cleave unto him. And not just have a nominal, formal carry on. No. It's, friends, that time when he appears and leads his people on. Directs them. This is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right hand, when you turn to the left. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I haven't quite got beyond this thanksgiving, friends, how we need the Lord to grant us that. Help to thank him for his many mercies. Perhaps looking back, we might see things a little clearer. With thanksgiving. Has he failed you? Has he said, as we read, ask me no more of this matter? Or similar words? Has he turned away his face? Has he looked on your sin? No, friends. He pardons it. But it is known to him. He leads the soul onwards to Jesus and his sweet grace, all sufficient. What a sweet theme that is in everything. My prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness, and so on. But it seems to me as if it's like a pilgrim making his way, hardly feeling to get along, in the way to God. Hardly able to, are we on the way, and no further yet, says a hymn writer. No. Minished and brought low sometimes, so scattered in thoughts. To go to preach with such barrenness, friends, is very painful. But it's the hearers, isn't it? They're the ones that sometimes they like to hear what the Lord can do for those that have not. If so be, there might be hope. The increase. We read in the scriptures the vessels were filled until there was not a vessel more. There's a gospel in that. Friends, you're not cast off, that poor sinner that's come to the end of everything. But he'll direct them to the fountain of living waters, and the flowing of it, the river of life. And oh, the sweet truth of the grace of God that dear woman knew. You know that dear character. That said in the words so sweetly, that the well is deep. Wherefore is that living water? Come see a man, she soon said. Why, that's it, isn't it? A wretched character, I believe, if I'm right to say. But, friends, one sought out. Jesus came and sat on the well for her. What can he not do? With thanksgiving. There may be those things you can look back on, maybe forgotten. Let's remind somebody just recently of the wonders God had done. And they had to own it to me. I was right. But oh, friends, what it needs is a spirit of gratitude in our hearts, isn't it? A new heart for it. Oh, sweet hymns. Why ever was I made to hear his voice and enter whilst there's room? Thousands make a wretched choice and rather starve than come. But look about your unregeneracy. Started off well, perhaps, and then soon gone with the world. What can you say? Well, you have to say it's a wonder that you're still on praying ground if you've got grace in your heart. You have to say, why me? There's a lad that was killed, when I, a cousin, and I've often thought about it. Why me? Spared to hear his voice. And enter whilst there's room, but oh, the times that seem to be opposite to his coming. But I want to hasten. Let your requests be made known unto God. Well, what do we know about it? These are humble requests, just like the publicans. Others too. Thus let your requests, we have it in the sweet parable of the Lord. We've mentioned it. Hear what the unjust judge saith, and show not God. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh. Not if, when. Oh, to be able to know that sweet promise that he will, he has said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. But oh, the fears rise up, don't they? We need to be steady. By his grace, well, go again. See if there's any water in the well of Bethlehem. Friend, you'll soon find some. God grant it. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh. But I must come here. Let your requests be made known unto God. Who is this to? Well, man could say it belongs to everybody. Let their requests be made known to God. Friends, it needs the Holy Spirit. For access. We need the Lord to turn away from our sin to hear our prayers, if I might say, very carefully, in his mercy. To remember those that they have to go to the mercy seat about it. Let your requests, not in great long prayers, but humble requests, petitions. Put your petitions in sometimes. Lord, help me through. Magnify thy grace. But then there's a trial when the Lord does not appear. But still let your requests be made known, because he is so near to hear the prayer of the destitute. I noticed the Lord's servant spoke about it many times. Let your requests be made known. Not demands, humble requests. Magnify thy sweet grace. May I be one of those characters that are brought right through, as I said to our brother, to be honourably brought through. that your request? What's it for? Well, I think of Jabez sometimes, the young ones. Oh, that thou, at another place, oh, that thou bless me indeed, enlarge my coast. Let your request. God granted him. Why, friends, can he not answer your prayer on the right ground, before the right throne, at his dear feet, pleading that worthy name? Let your request be made known unto God. And that's the moderating part, isn't it? Oh, friends, it needs grace. It needs humility. It needs repentance. And God supplies that through his cross. Lord, prove it to you, and me too. Let your request, now what is the greatest request? Is it for heaven, to be right at last? I mean, really? Let your request, friends, it'll go, I think they used to speak about cap in hand when I was a boy. It's going like that, isn't it? If so be, there may be hope. If so be, the Lord might hear the one that is so opposite to what he should be, so barren, and so left to ourselves for a moment, God-hating. Is that too strong? I don't think so. No. A small moment have I forsaken thee. Great mercies will I gather thee. Oh, the enmity that God can show that is in our poor hearts. But there's a fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Now, it needs the Lord, doesn't it, from first to last? Be brought to it? Or is it something you need? May Lord, do come. Show me. I am born of God and my treasure is above, but also cleanse me of my sin. That's what's on my mind so much nowadays. To be made right. Let your request. And I thought of that sweet prayer of the Lord himself in John 17. Oh, the request unto his Father. Oh, to come in there and to plead that worthy name that so interceded on high according to his sweet word. Let thus your request be made known to God on his merits alone, by his sweet grace, by the Spirit directing us unto the place where grace abounds. Direct us to the bleeding wounds of our incarnate God. But I must own, friends, how worldly and carnal we can be. Let your request. Oh, is it not for more grace, more help of God, more peace? But it's that quietness too, isn't it? Let your request made known unto God. Now, it may be a word perhaps that sweetly directs our souls, like a signpost. Let your request thus be made known unto God. He is near at hand. He is not afar off to the poor and the needy, but we'll know our undeservedness. We'll know very much of our sin and unbelief. But let your request be made known unto God. Oh, we haven't really got very far, have we? To God himself. And the Lord order things as he has changed things this evening. May the Lord grant a little sweetness in his word. May forgive. May he forgive all that I have said amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach next Lord's Day and on Friday evening next week. Our closing hymn is 513. In mounts of danger and of straits, my soul for his salvation waits. Jehovah Jireh will appear and save me from my gloomy fear. 513.
On thy own word, thy sweet truth, and grant us more grace. Be with each one. Thank thee for thy upholding hand, and pray that it may be pleasing thee, Lord, to go before our dear friends, and do help us to be thankful. Now may the grace of Christ our Saviour and the Father's boundless love with the Holy Spirit's favour rest upon us from above. Amen.